Krishna one day, he takes a manjari. I mean, excuse me. That's also there. But the distributor, Radharani, was in Barsana. And she came to one manjari, any random manjari, Navadasi or any new dasi. And she said, listen, she took her by the hand and said, will you come with me to the Yamuna? Now, we think that the Yamuna is very far from Barsana by today's calculation. But in the old days, the Krishna's time, Yamuna came right next to Nandishwar Parbat. It came straight down the road from Nandagram to Barsana to Govardhan. Came straight by from Nandagram and went straight to Barsana and down to Govardhan. That's where Yamuna was. Not there, it was here. Giriraj, Brajaraj, and Yamuna all together here. Now Yamuna is way over there. So when Radharani takes the manjari, goes to Yamuna, she walks 5 minutes down the hill. And Yamuna. So they go to the bank of Yamuna. And Radharani says, look at the manjari. Litasaki, or Vishakasaki rather. Vishakasaki told me that you know face massage. You know how to do massage. So you think you can give me a massage? The Bhajan said, yeah, if that's what you want, I'll try. By my Guru Seki's kripa, I'll be able to do it. So then Rari takes over her clothes and lies on a little flower bed. The Bhajan starts massaging. And there's all kadamba trees everywhere on the bank of Yamuna. And Manjari feels like somebody's looking. You know, you can feel like somebody's looking at the back of your head or something, you know. You're sitting somewhere, the guy goes. Because guys are always looking at girls. So girls in a cafe taking some, or a Govinda's restaurant, taking some raw prasad, and some not very good guy comes in there and he's looking at that girl from behind and dreaming about whatever they dream about. And the girl feels, somebody's looking at me. She turns around, exactly, she doesn't go there because the guy's over there. She automatically turns that way, right, not left, and looks right at the table. The guy goes, oh, this ceiling is so interesting. So what happened? The Navadasi felt that someone was watching her massage Krishna Radharani. Let's see. Nobody there? Nobody there? So Prabhupada starts and describes the scene. He says, Amrita Angam, Amrita Angam, the body of Radharani is nectar. It's made of pure nectar, Madhurya Amrit. And that nectar gives life to Cupid. Amrita Angam, Ananga Jivam. This is in the verse Radharasananiti. So Krishna was, with his eyes, he was begging the manjari, please, this is a special darshan. You know, he had to see Radharani's lotus feet on Radharasri, that's a special darshan. So Krishna was saying, this is a special darshan for me. So manjari communicated with her eyes, well, what are you going to give me if I let you have a special darshan? That I can tell Radharani and she'll be able to cover herself. So they made some deal through their eyes. The manjari and Krishna made some arrangement for payoff. And the darshan went on. And then the Kandavagavasi Krishna ki. So this is Ananga Amrita Angam Ananga Jivam.